Okay, good afternoon everyone. My name is Rob Massey and I'm Business Development Manager for the Service Provider Markets in Europe, Middle East and Africa for Extreme Networks. I'm going to be giving you a very high level brief overview of a product that we're about to release. It's in development now and should be released in May timeframe. Ridgeline Service Advisor, which is a network management platform aimed at the service provider market. Quick look for the agenda. I'm going to give you some background and history into how we came to develop this product and the need for it. A quick look at what exactly a resource and service control system is, again at a very high level. Then we're going to take a look at the architecture of the system that we developed, and then the benefits, the market strategy, a few of the highlights, and then finally we'll finish off with a quick look at the Extreme Extensibility ecosystem. So, Extreme already have quite a few large service provider customers in EMEA, and because of those customers we've identified the need for a carrier class network management platform. So, a little bit of history. Back out in August of 2009, we acquired the intellectual property rights for Soapstone Networks Provider Network Controller, which is an external dynamic control plane. Sounds very impressive, but it's actually not that complicated when you get down to the basics. Then what we did was took the best of that product and the best of our existing network management product, Epicenter, and did a hell of a lot more development work and combined the two. So first of all, I'm going to give you a little bit of history. I'm going to go right back to the beginning of the internet, when times were very simple and we had, you know, RIP and little routers, and everything went, all the packets, they went into an interface and they all hit the CPU, and the CPU decided where every single packet would go. And life was sweet. And then as the internet grew and things got more complicated, we thought, right, let's move the CPU or the root processor engine away from all those forwarding packets, all that traffic, and let it do just the important stuff, let it make all the decisions. And so we put the root processor engine on a separate line card. And then as things got more complicated, we introduced things like root reflectors, which are essentially, well, software routers with no interfaces for BGP. Again, separation of the control plane from the forwarding plane. And if we go right up to today, the MPLS world, we've got path computation element, which is an entirely separate server carrying out a complicated path decision process, if you like, sitting totally external to the network equipment. So we can see that this separation has actually been going on for quite a while. And there's a reason for that. There's quite a few advantages to doing this, a few of which are listed here. By decoupling the forwarding plane from the control plane, what we can actually do is avoid falling into that trap whereby if we want a software feature for our network, we have to go out and buy more hardware, whether it be a daughter board or an upgrade, a hardware upgrade of some sort. And we have to do that across the entire network. What we can do now is centralize the control plane. We can do a single software upgrade on a general purpose platform, a general purpose server. Now, a general purpose server also maps Moore's law a lot more closely than does network equipment, because network equipment is quite specialized. So, a few of the advantages we get there is that we can, by separating the control plane again, we can mediate between different types of network equipment to find what features we can use for a particular network. So that's becoming more and more important as more and more service providers adopt dual vendor policies, for example, to protect their investment in the hardware. And avoid that situation where you get what they call a sticky vendor. and you get stuck, I'm sure some of you have come across this, where you're stuck with a vendor that maybe you wish you hadn't quite gone with as you go down the road. Another great thing about this control plane is the external control plane is the resilience in the solution. So we can do one-to-one, one-to-N, even virtual machines, which is something that we've implemented in Ridgeline. And also, because we've taken away this control plane function and stuck it on the server, we can do lots of nice things like offline network planning. We can do planned maintenance without the risk of any downtime. The PNC, Provider Network Control, has something called bridge and roll, whereby we can take a look at a particular switch or router. See, we know exactly, we can take a snapshot, take a look at exactly what services are on that switch or router at any one moment in time, move them somewhere else, with still keeping to the SLA, carry out maintenance on that hardware, maybe an upgrade, maybe put a bigger switch in there because your business is growing, and then move the services back. And that's totally hitless. And of course, constraint-based routing is very complicated. By centralizing it, we can make the whole process a lot simpler and introduce things like network policy where we can force traffic down a particular route for things like lawful intercept. So let's take a look at a typical service provider business in very broad brushstrokes. What we've got is all those business units up at the OSS layer, if you like, and they're all competing for network resource across all those different network types. So we've got the, I don't know if you can see from back there, we've got voice, we've got wholesale, IPTV, and they all want a piece of the network. And the carrier wants to optimize his resource, the network. What we've got is a big spider web of confusion. By introducing the resource and service control system, what we can do is abstract the network from the OSS layer. So what we're doing, if you like, is creating sort of an orchestration layer or a mediation layer between what's happening in the network and what's happening up at the OSS layer in the back office. So the back office now can concentrate on what it's supposed to be concentrating on, and that is provisioning services, processing work orders, provisioning services, and then sending that work order, possibly in the form of an ingress contract, down to the control plane. And then the control plane, which has a real-time snapshot of the network, can then stitch that service together across those different network types. So this is a typical control plane framework. What we've got here, I want to make it clear, there are two options with this setup. A tier one would probably have, or most likely have, a large back office solution. And a large output. Let's take one. A large back office solution already installed. Tier two, tier three, even a large enterprise might not have that big solution behind it, might not need it. In which case, the control framework has its own database and can work standalone. Okay? Also, I mentioned earlier orchestration. If you look at the two connections to the network equipment, we can either connect directly, in which case we're acting more like an NMS, or we can connect into other NMSs or other element managers, via an Ingress contract or an XML interface. Okay, so this is Ridgeline's architecture. Basically, what we've done in very broad brushstrokes again is taken the services management module, the device adaption layer, some of the third-party adapters from Soapstone's PNC, some of the other modules have come from Epicenter, and a lot more development work. And that's the solution that we're about to release in May. So, benefits. Okay, so we can eliminate human error. We've made a real-time snapshot of the network. We've brought the database right up to date, which is a real headache for anyone of you that work in the OSS industry. I'm sure you'll back me up on this. your information is only as good as you know, it has to be recent, basically. So if we can automate lots of processes, we can eliminate human error. If we can eliminate human error, we can cut down on troubleshooting time. If we cut down troubleshooting time, we can bring a service to market quicker, which means we can optimize revenue. Okay. Fault to service correlation. Again, because we've got this real-time snapshot of the network, we know which services are traversing which platforms at any one moment in time. We can isolate which services have been affected and hopefully rectify the situation as quickly as possible. And finally, because of we're using open standards, both northbound and southbound, it makes a great tight integration with our partners. Okay? So we can integrate northbound with other OSS equipment, we can integrate southbound with other vendors' network equipment. So, three markets: enterprise, data center, and service provider, and two products: Epicenter 7.1, Ridgeline Service Advisor 2.0. Service Advisor 2.0, we've called it 2.0 because it's basically the combination of two products. Both with low entry licensing schemes, but different licensing schemes. Common features across both platforms, across Epicenter and across Ridgeline. Lots of great GUIs, we've revamped the whole GUI. Lots of drill down maps, very flexible, lots of user configurable window settings. Scripting framework. I don't know how many of you can program, I know I can't, but I can use our scripting framework. So we can take a TCL script, convert it into tabular form, click on a mouse, and generate or customize pre-written scripts from our library of scripts to carry out tasks that tailor to your network. Alarm manager, which you'd expect to see on a product like this, we can do things like send email notifications, page alarms, that sort of thing. Device management. So, because we central this control plane is a network manager to be centralized, we can use it as a repository for the configs for the entire network. We can also do things like baselines and do deltas against the active config for fault tracing. And if you really want to, you can do CLI. Lots of reports, which can be exported into XML or CSV formats. Again, pretty standard. Okay. Product strategy. What we're trying to do here is simplify the deployment and management of network services. Okay. And we're doing that around carrier class technologies, carrier class protocols. So automated resilient packet ring. Extreme has something called LEAPS, which is a sort of 50 millisecond failover packet ring technology. We've totally automated that. We've made it pretty error-proof. I'll show you a screenshot in a minute of it. VMAN or provider bridging. Mac and Mac will provide a backbone bridging, and VPLS, all incorporated into Ridgeline. We've got lots of flexibility, lots of extensibility using Universal Port Manager, a scripting tool that I just showed you, XML APIs and other widgets. And of course, we've got the third-party integration using XML APIs northbound and southbound. Okay, so by integrating Ridgeline into the full service lifecycle process, we can offer a top-down solution. So we can take the work order from the back office. The OSS department can, if you like, can translate that into an NGOS contract. We can pull down that NGOS contract, and from that NGOS contract, create from Viglets that will stitch together a path across the network according to the SLA from the contract. So again, because it's real time, we're aware of all the ELAN and ELAN service that we've configured. We've unified the platform across all of the Summit and Black Time series switches. You can also run the software from just about any platform you like. We've got those listed there, Solaris, Windows, Red Hat. So whichever one you're familiar with, we're okay with too. This is a screenshot of Brazilian packet ring creation. This is actually something called LIPS, which is a sub 50 millisecond failover technology. It really is simply a case of just control clicking on the links that you want to use for your each domain. Template appears, maybe change the name, and accept the config. Now, if you break the design rules, maybe you've used two nodes as a mast or something like that, it will tell you. So again, it's that getting rid of the human error side of things. It's eliminating human error. Something I just wanted to finish with. The extensible network is something that's quite, we're really pushing an extreme, we're really keen on. We want you to be in control of your own network, which is why we're making this platform so flexible, which is why we're giving it the northbound and southbound interfaces, which is why we're making it available to third-party vendors, which is why we're going to be offering an SDK. So you can tailor it to your own business. To that end, we've created an extensibility ecosystem. You can see the SDK there, the XML APIs, lots of scripting tools. And up there at the top, we've got even got what we call an Ethernation portal, which is gives you the opportunity to go online, take a look at lots of other configs and scripts that have already been written by other people, have a discussion with them, have a chat, and even get some free access to, if you like, to Extreme Switch. Log on, take a look, get a feel for it, get some hands on. And that's all there on that website. So in summary, Visualize Service Advisor is looking to simplify the deployment of services across your network. It's going to do that by eliminating human error. It's going to bring the troubleshooting time down to a minimum. We're going to be able to find faults for you, isolate those faults, and from those faults work out which services have been affected. And using the resource and service control plane technology, we can tell you what bandwidth is being used at any one moment, what resources are being used at any one moment in time across your entire network. And that's all I've got. Any questions? Okay. The product's been released in May timeframe. We're going to have a remote live demo available. If you'd like to see it, please let me know once I've finished, and I'll arrange that. I'll book you in, and we can run you through the live demo once we've got you booked in. Okay. Thank you.